As Representative John Mizuno mentioned, House and Senate conferees came to agreement on a plan to infuse $200 million into the Rental Housing Fund, as well as millions more in incentives to jumpstart projects. Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have a story today taking a closer look at the affordable rental incentives. Anita Hofschneider's on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us, what were you able to find as you took this closer look at the money?
Yes, I should note, the lawmakers did a lot for affordable housing this year, and my story focused on one aspect in particular, an exemption for the general excise tax that applies to new construction or refurbished construction of affordable rentals. But there's some debate over whether or not they're actually affordable.
And so share with our listeners about some of those numbers.
So the way that the tax break works, and it's a little complicated, so bear with me, is that developers will be able to claim this tax breaks on construction costs if they build new rental units or refurbish rental units that serve 20% of people who are considered low income in Honolulu. And that number changes every year, but this year it's less than $65,000 a year for an individual. So 20% of those units would serve low income people, but 80% could serve people earning up to 140% of the area median income, which this year is up to $114,000 a year. And so federal guidelines set what those income levels are, but they also set the rents. And so if you're earning up to $114,000 a year, legally the developers could charge you up to $3,000 a month per rent. And so the concerns that critics have is that $3,000 per month per rent for a one-bedroom is more than market rent. And so they see this as, they raise the question of why is the state considering subsidizing the development of rentals that are equal to or more than market.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy because we all know that the salaries, aren't on par with the housing costs. And so $3,000 is a lot of money for rent.
That is. And so I should share, what developers said when I raised this concern with them. And what they said is that, they're not going to charge $3,000 a month for rent because there aren't enough people who can actually pay that. What they want is the flexibility to provide a mixed levels of rent within the same apartment complex. So, 20% would be for low income people. But, on average, the average rent could range. They're saying that this is necessary in order to kind of jumpstart construction of these units to expedite them. Because as you may know, that there's not that many apartment buildings in Honolulu. You're very likely to be renting in a house or renting a condo from its owner. They say that this is what's needed to encourage developers to actually build big apartment complexes that can really make a difference in our housing demand.
Right. And we have a lot of aging units, too.
We do, and it's important to note that this tax break would also apply to significant rehabilitation of those units. And there's a technical definition for that that I won't get into now. But if there's a really dilapidated complex, developers could claim this tax break for significantly refurbishing that and bringing those units back online.
Well, we hope that happens. I know the city had some issues with trying to maneuver a deal that would help upgrade some of the aging rentals, affordable rentals in the city. So we'll see what happens with this pot of money or the incentives with the developers. Thanks so much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.